Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm at Coverings 2009, and I'm actually sitting with Donato Grosser. Donato, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Pleasure to meeting you at least once a year.
I know it. I appreciate you speaking to our listeners. For those people who don't know Donato, you're actually an independent consultant for the Ceramic Tiles of Italy organization, and you actually do a lot of information around statistics, and you're one of our core sources on Floor Focus magazine for statistical information about what's going on with the Italian tile market and coming into this country. So having said that, I would like to ask you, I know you just recently wrote an article in a magazine talking about what you think's happening with the construction market in North America. Can
right.
you tell me a little bit about what you discovered?
Well, we are in a situation we never were before. The construction market in North America is doing now very poorly, especially residential construction. When residential construction works at its fullest, it buys in quantity 40 or even more than 40% of ceramic tiles being consumed in the country. So you can imagine that when residential construction is down 80%, so it buys 80% less tiles. And if that represents 40 or more than 40% of the market, you can see how gravely it can affect ceramic tile sales.
Well, we're working on our annual report, and we're just finished doing the numbers on comparing 2008 to 2007. And the numbers we came up with U.S. consumption was that it was down about 275 million, which represents, is about 13%, off about 13% from the year before. Is that what you're...
You're talking about consumption of ceramic tiles?
Yeah, floor tiles only.
Only floor tiles?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm dealing with the floor tiles and wall tiles together.
It's a bigger number for that.
And U.S. consumption was down, I give you the number in square meters.
Okay.
And you multiply by 10.8 and you have a figure in square feet. In terms of millions of square meter, consumption went down from 2007 to 2008 from 248 million square meter to 195 million square meter. So we had a decline of 20%. Yeah, altogether. And this year is also a year of decline.
Right.
But we hope that now situation has apparently stabilized, but we are so low that compared to 2008, we'll be certainly be lower.
Yeah, unless we see some unbelievable recovery in the second half.
There has to be some miracle in the second half to be able to be at the same level than 2008.
Okay.
Without miracles, probably we will go down from 195 million square meters in 2008 to 170 million about that into 2009.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about imports by themselves. You know, there was a time when most of the tile consumed, and you know, we focus on flooring tile, but whatever stats you have, most of the tile consumed in the United States was imported, and I still think that number is around, is it 70% still?
Yeah, no, it is in quantities closer to 80%.
Okay.
So still, most of the tile consumed in this country is imported. You had what happened, there was an evolution. And first you had the Japanese, then you had the Italians, and the Italians kept a lion's share for many, many years. And they still have in imports from Europe are still the lion's share. And now you have here imports from other countries, from the Americas and from Asia. Italy is still the best supplier in terms of design, in terms of technology.
And still the largest, right?
It's not the largest anymore from the foreign suppliers, but it is the one with the best. The best design and the best.
Well,
technology.
The one with the edgy look and
right.
the one that designers like to use.
Right.
So what country has passed? Because last year when we looked at this, Italy was still number one in imports.
Yeah. Well, we have now from Mexico. There is a lot coming in from Mexico.
Okay.
And from China, so that these two countries have taken over basically the lower part of the market.
Right.
But they are not really very much in competition with tiles coming from Italy, because
right.
Italy sells to the middle high and high market. So it's two different type of products.
Actually, I was talking to Eric Astrasan two weeks ago, and he was talking about there's been some price erosion on the low end, but where the Italian players play, there's no price erosion. They're still continuing to get the same amount of money per square foot, aren't they?
Well, that may be even there. You can find people are ready to make deals, mm-hmm. because in this kind of economy, prices officially may be the same, but then you may get here and there some special deals in special situations. But in any event, some Italian manufacturers used to compete in the lower end of the market are selling much less or not selling at all now. So that's why only the high end, the companies, are still doing well in this market.
Okay. Donato, you said that, from an area standpoint, that both Mexico and China have passed the Italians in the amount of square footage or square meters that comes into this country. But from a dollar perspective, the Italians are still way ahead.
Yeah, from a dollar perspective, Italians are ahead of everybody because the value of Italian tile is much, much higher. You're talking about products that are at least twice as valuable than tiles imported from other countries. So people pay for what they get.
That's right.
If you get the best design and the best technology, you're ready to pay a little more. And after all, tile is not an expensive product. So if you put down a new kitchen, the installation costs twice as much as a tile. So if you want to put down a tile that will last for years in your kitchen, spend a little more for the tile, because anyway, installation costs more than that.
That's right.
And it doesn't pay to buy a cheap product.
Okay, one other quick question. On the per capita usage of tile in this market, we know, especially again, I'm talking dollars, that it's, 8 to 10% of the total money spent at wholesale on flooring. But anywhere else in the world, that's a much higher usage. What are some of the hurdles in the U.S. To keeping people from using tile?
It's more a cultural situation, habit. Here, this country had easy access to petroleum, and so it was much easier to manufacture nylon and other fibers with which you make carpeting. And carpeting in Europe is much more expensive. So carpeting became the main product, flooring product for the United States. And so is a cultural thing. And in Europe, carpeting is used very little. It's a luxury product in Europe.
Okay.
Here is a regular product.
Right,
That's what it is.
All right. So you actually have written the article talking about when construction might recover. And your estimate on that is that
we need another recovery of the residential construction market. There has been so much of an oversupply of residential housing that now it's going to take a while until all these repossessed homes and homes that are being sold now or sold at great discounts by the builders, it's going to take a while until that is all absorbed and digested. But there are a lot of ifs here, but if everything goes well, we can hope that by the end of the year, we will see a recovery in construction in the better areas of the country where they have been less hit by this plague.
Okay, all right. Now, you've written another article recently, and what was the topic on that article?
Well, one about the ceramic tile market on the construction. But you see, the ceramic tile market is so much dependent on construction that today an analysis of construction is more important than analysis of ceramic tile. One depends on the other. So we have, in the construction market, we have residential construction, remodeling, and non-residential, which is
commercial.
New construction and commercial remodeling.
Right.
Until last year, commercial construction and remodeling was doing very well. And now, at the end of this past year, started to decline. So now we are in a situation where we have a decline, a substantial decline of the commercial construction market. We have somewhat a decline of the remodeling, residential remodeling,
mm-hmm.
and we don't see a recovery yet of the new construction, new residential construction.
Yeah.
So we are in a situation in which we hope we hit the bottom now.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, I'm with you there. I hope you're right. And in the first sector to probably see recovery will be the replacement sector in the residential side, don't you think?
The replacement sector is still doing rather well in some areas of the country. Mm-hmm. If I have to take an example, is where I live in New York, just in my block, there are three houses being remodeled from scratch. So in the good areas where people have middle class with some money, they're still spending money for remodeling, and usually they buy tiles or even other products, high-end products.
Yeah, okay. Well, since we're at the show, let me just ask you a quick question. It's probably too soon to tell on the traffic or anything, but have you gotten a chance to look around and see if there's anything from any of your Italian members that's exciting?
There are a lot of exciting new products. Yesterday I came here and I looked around and I saw things that are really, really very new, very beautiful, new technology. The mm-hmm. Italians are ahead of everybody in technology. They make the technology.
Yeah.
So with the technology, you can make the design and the look that you want. And so there are things that nobody else has here. And
well, I've got to grant it to you. The Italians certainly do lead when it comes to the design side of this market. We've been talking to Donato Grosser with D. Grosser & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.